A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Simon Peter and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. When you come into the church for Mass or to pray, how do you enter, personally, how do you enter the church? Do you realize that we are coming into a heavenly place when we enter the church? That we are coming into the house of God, the dwelling place of God, when we enter into one of our Catholic parish churches? That we are coming before the presence of our God Himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who was resting or residing in these holy places within the tabernacle, waiting for us to come to be with Him, waiting for the opportunities to go out to meet us through the sacrament and to nourish His faithful. We are coming into the presence of God when we enter one of our Catholic churches. And our customs and our tradition, how our churches are typically laid out, help us to remember that and to prepare ourselves as we come from the outside world and our everyday life into the house of God, into a place that is holy, heavenly, and a place that is oriented towards communion with God. Typically, as we come into the church, there are two main practices or habits that we have formed as Catholics as we almost subconsciously prepare ourselves to be before the Lord. The first would be, typically, as we enter the worship space, is to dip our fingers in holy water and make a sign of the cross on ourselves. And this reminds us of our baptism, the beginning of our relationship with Jesus as His brother or sister. It is a testament of faith as we trace the name of our God in three persons on our body, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It prepares ourselves and our hearts for prayer. The second practice that is typical as we enter the church is to genuflect before we take our place, or perhaps, depending on which church we may be in, to bow profoundly. Why do we genuflect when we enter the church as we choose our place? We genuflect as a physical recognition, testament, that we are in the presence of God. It is a sign of humble respect as we acknowledge that we are coming before the Lord. And so we kneel. This is very scriptural. That all may come to know the Lord and to kneel at the name of Jesus. And as we come into the church, we physically, by habit and by ritual, prepare our mind and hearts and bodies to not only recognize and remember that we are in the presence of our God, but also prepare them for prayer. Very near to the very beginning of Mass, after the sign of the cross that we offer as a community, each of us together, we move directly into a penitential rite, acknowledging our weakness, acknowledging our need for God's mercy, acknowledging that we are before the God of our creation. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare to celebrate these sacred mysteries. That is step number one, essentially, when we come to celebrate the Mass. It is to orient our hearts, acknowledging that we are before the mighty God and that we do not deserve, really, to be here. However, we rely through faith and through humility on His mercy and on His love to help prepare us to celebrate these mysteries that all of heaven participate with us in. Our readings on this Sunday help us to understand this perspective or this posture before the Lord. In our first reading, we hear of Isaiah and a vision that he has of the Almighty God on the throne, and the seraphs, angels with six wings, are singing a hymn of praise to God that we recognize, a hymn of praise that we use and offer ourselves at each and every Mass. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts. And Isaiah is witnessing this act of praise. And his response to being in this glorious vision and experience of God's presence says, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He's worried, is what he is. "Woe is me, I am lost. I am not worthy to see this, and because I am not worthy, God may either cast me down or end my life. I'm not in a place to be able to see this. It's not for me to see." That is kind of the disposition of Isaiah. And what happens when he acknowledges this in his humility? One of the angels comes to him and purifies his lips and prepares him to accept the mission, the plan that God has for him. In our second reading, we hear of St. Paul encouraging the people of Corinth, speaking about the truth of the gospel that has been shared among them. And he acknowledges, "Last of all, as to one untimely born, he has appeared to me," says St. Paul. And how did the Lord come to St. Paul? He knocked him down. He blinded him. He appeared to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" That is St. Paul's first encounter with Christ. St. Paul recognizes this humbling event. He calls himself the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. It could mean that he acknowledged, I am an apostle by the grace of God. Or we could also use this as our own prayer. I am the least of the disciples of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am his daughter. I am his son. I am his disciple. I am a sinner. And his grace towards me has not been in vain. The grace that I have received from God will go to good works. It will not be wasted. So it's St. Paul's humble acknowledgement of his place before the Almighty God, acknowledging that he is only accomplishing the mission that he is through the grace of God, through the help and blessing of our God. In our gospel reading this very evening, we hear Simon Peter, after witnessing this amazing event, this amazing occurrence at the word and desire of Jesus, where both boats were full to the point of sinking, full of fish, after a whole night of catching nothing, catching all these fish at the wrong time of day, he realizes that he is in a holy place. And he falls down at Jesus' knees, it says, saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. I'm not worthy to be in your presence. I'm not worthy to receive these gifts. That response is not in the scripture. However, we can kind of extrapolate his disposition, his reaction in that moment. And we can also fit his words to our hearts so that they can become our response to God. Elsewhere in the Gospels, we see a repentant woman coming to Jesus while he's at the table at dinner with a Pharisee, in fact. She's a public sinner. Everyone knows her reputation. And in her repentance and her faith and her humility, she came and knelt at Jesus' feet and washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair and anointed his feet, desiring forgiveness and freedom from our Lord. Elsewhere in the Gospels, we see also the Roman centurion, a Gentile, someone who would not be expected to have faith in Christ, comes to Jesus. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. He comes to Jesus on behalf of his servant who is very ill, having faith that Jesus, even with a word and will, could heal his servant that he cared for. And Jesus does exactly what the Roman centurion desires because of his evidence of faith. Our opening antiphon today fits very beautifully within this frame of thought. The very first words of this Sunday's Mass: let us worship God and bow low before the God who made us, for he is the Lord our God. It is calling us to acknowledge in whose presence we are. It is allowing our actions, our postures, our participation in the worship of the offering of the Mass, our own disposition when we turn to the Lord, even when we're not in a church physically, to acknowledge that we come before or within the presence of the living God, the Almighty God, the God who made us, And this reality, this recognition, rightly should move our hearts to humility, to bow low before the Lord our God, to acknowledge his greatness. But also, at the same time, without fear of this greatness, acknowledge his work in our lives, his love and his mercy. We prayed at the beginning of our Mass that God may keep his family safe, keep us, you, his family safe, with unfailing care, so that relying on God's grace, you may always be protected by the God who has drawn you into his presence this day. In our responsorial psalm, we move from an acknowledgement of humility into a hymn of praise, as we do at each Mass, at each Sunday Mass particularly, where we move from a declaration of humility and repentance to a hymn of praise with the Gloria. Let us allow ourselves to reflect on these realities and what Sacred Scripture has offered to us this day. Let us allow it to form and inform our hearts and our understanding so that we can come before the Lord as worthily as possible, ready to participate in his splendor, in his divinity, and participate in the sacred mysteries that he is offering to us. So that together, echoing the hymn of the angels, we can say, I give thanks to you, O God, with my whole heart. Before the angels I sing your praise. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me.